As we continue on the program, we're going to talk about something a little unusual as we are heading towards Father's Day and people remembering their loved ones. Joining us now to talk about something called parting stones. Parting stones. Justin Crow is with us. Justin, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Bruce.
Well, why don't I, before I talk a little more about the parting stones, which is the purpose of our conversation, tell us a little bit about Justin Crow.
I'm an entrepreneur, been an entrepreneur my whole life. I have a background in art, and about 10 years ago, my grandfather died, and it took me down this really interesting life path of inventing a new, more comfortable form of remains for families choosing cremation.
And that's where we're going to jump off from as far as talking about this. Talk me a little bit more about, you're an entrepreneur. How did, kind of talk me a little bit more in detail about what happened. You said your grandfather passed away. You wanted a different way to remember him. But kind of walk me through how you came to what this is, and then we'll talk about how people can use it.
Yeah, when my grandfather passed away, this is about 10 years ago now, but what I realized was that almost everybody in my life was living with cremated remains. And the more I researched, I started to realize there are 70 million people in the United States living with cremated remains. And most of those people are keeping them in a closet, a basement, or a garage, just like I was. And it was because they were just a little bit uncomfortable with them. They didn't want to look at them because there might be bone fragments. They didn't want to scatter them because they've seen The Big Lebowski. And that stuff really happened. And I started to wonder if we could invent a new form of remains that was more comfortable, that we could touch and hold, that we could share with friends and family and have community experiences, that we could travel with. Basically, everything you want to do with ashes, but they're a little bit too weird to do those things. We wanted to provide a comforting alternative for those families.
Well, that's interesting. I guess that leads to my next question. Are you getting people asking that this may be kind of weird?
You know, Bruce, if you've received cremated remains back, you get it. If you've never received cremated remains in your life, sometimes people maybe think this is a little bit weird.
So what's the process? Walk me through. Obviously, somebody is cremated, and, you know, this is different than getting the usual urn that people think of. So kind of walk me through how the process works.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we offer is a solidification service for those remains. We provide a 100% alternative to cremated remains. No more ashes left. This is remains in the form that resembles a collection of about 60 to 80 stones. These are beautiful stones that can be touched and held. And so the way this works is if a person walks into a funeral home to plan a cremation, the funeral home will say, would you like to receive ashes or stones following that cremation? If that family says we'd like to receive stones back, we work with that funeral home. They ship the remains to our laboratory, Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we go through a process of refining those remains into a super fine powder. We then compress those remains into these stone forms. We then fire those stones in a kiln, almost like ceramic. And then those stones go through a polishing process. And after that, they're ready to be shipped back home to that family. So we'll package them up in a beautiful, comfortable box, beautiful packaging, and ship them back to the family anywhere in the United States.
And I'm guessing you could do whatever color you want.
Well, so we really see this as a form of remains. So we can't really and don't offer any customization in form of size or color or shape. But what's super interesting, and this is something we discovered while creating this technology, is that everybody is uniquely different. So stones will come out of our process. So we fire the stones in a kiln. And that's a unique thing we do that funeral homes don't do. We fire to a hotter temperature. And when they come out of the kiln, they come out all different textures, all different colors. We've seen bright blues, greens, yellows, browns, blacks, white. We've seen textures that almost look like the moon or like craters. It's really, really beautiful. And it's what's been a really cool thing that we've seen and heard from families is that families tell us they're having reveal parties for the remains. So they'll get the remains home, they'll bring the family together, they'll pour a glass of champagne, and they'll all open that box together for the first time to see the color and texture of their loved one and to hold their loved ones again.
I get it now. Basically, in other words, they come out in different colors just because of how the process works.
No, because of what's inside.
Inside the prime. Okay, inside there. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know exactly why it happens, but what we do know is that it's unique to what is inside the remains of each person.
Well, let me wrap this up. We're talking about parting stones. We're talking with Justin Crow, and we're here in Raleigh. So actually, there are ways here in North Carolina and in Raleigh that folks can utilize your service.
Absolutely. We have a great partner at City of Oaks Cremation. I know many people in Raleigh already have solidified remains and have chosen that option for their family. So if you're looking to learn more about parting stone or this solidified remains form, you can get in touch with them or go directly to our website at partingstone.com.
That covers what we need, and it's an interesting way, a unique way to remember your loved ones. It's called Parting Stones. He's Justin Crow, and we thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much, Bruce.